AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A police officer has been shot and critically wounded in an incident about 60 miles north of Seattle in Mount Vernon. Sergeant Keith Leary with the Washington State Patrol says officers responded to a call of someone barricaded inside a residence.
Once they made contact at that residence, a subject inside that residence began shooting at officers. The unfortunate part of this, one officer has been shot, a Mount Vernon police officer.
Leary says police don't know who the shooter is, but that he has hostages with him inside the house and is still shooting at officers. Authorities say two children have died after falling through ice in southwestern Indiana. The State Department of Natural Resources says a 12-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl were killed in the accident Thursday evening in southern Pike County. As far as the weather, meteorologist Patrick Burke at the Weather Prediction Center says a blast of frigid air is blanketing parts of the Northeast.
We have one batch of Arctic air that's covering a lot of the eastern U.S. right now. And then there's a big winter storm going on in the west with some heavy rain in California and some high elevation snows from California all the way through the central Rockies. So everybody's dealing with either cold or snow or heavy rain at this point.
President Obama says the U.S. must and will take action against Russia in response to cyber interference with the election. In an interview with NPR, Obama says the U.S. will respond at a time and place of our choosing.
Some of it may be explicit and publicized. Some of it may not be. But Mr. Putin is well aware of my feelings about this because I spoke to him directly about it.
Dead of cancer at 67, Lawrence Madley Colburn. He was a helicopter gunner in the Vietnam War who helped end the slaughter of hundreds of Vietnamese villagers by U.S. troops at My Lai. This is AP Radio News. Year-end holiday travel is expected to rise, despite a Christmas and New Year's season that's one day shorter than last year's. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The Auto Club says more than 103 million Americans will be traveling for Christmas and New Year's.
This is a record-breaking holiday travel season.
Spokeswoman Tamara Johnson reports AAA estimates there will be more than 1.5 million more people on the move this year than last, mainly because we have more money.
We've seen at the tail end of the year that the labor market has improved, wages have increased, and so consumers are really feeling more confident.
The vast majority of travelers will be driving, though air travel is projected to rise 2.5%. Where overall travel is up just 1.5%. Warren Levinson, New York.
John Glenn's home state and the nation will begin saying goodbye to the famed astronaut as he lies in state at Ohio's Capitol building on Friday. There will be a series of events celebrating his life. Glenn died last week at 95. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.